כתב רמב"ן במקורות בסנון, קדושים תהיו, כאן מה שרמב"ן העזר. כבוד הלוכב, קודם סטוטינום את הפייס, kind of two-tier structure. One tier is the specific one of details, specific visual lobbing, etc., etc. The other is an overarching sense of values, which in some respects are the infrastructure, the point of departure from mitzvahs. We speak of time and mitzvahs, we speak of time and mitzvahs very often. The Ramban is a mitzvah which is intended to enhance and to advance some fundamental values. Another perspective, once a person is leading a life of halacha, the goal is tell us is one of realizing those values. And Ramban has this with regard to both the Ramban and Machveira, and Machveira and Lefnim Shua Sadin, and Ramokim, with regard to the Yashmar Kecha, Shabbos, etc. And this connection was noted that Ramban does not present the Lefnim Shua Sadin as in vain that we frequently think of it, nor dare to think of it. And it means some kind of supererogatory tzidkis, person who's over and above the normal level, but he wants to be attain a high level of shemaim, of morality, then he gets involved in the Shmishu HaSadim. Those are the associations we have semantically, and particularly so, of course, with Rambam, both the Shmuel Parkim and Chizdeis. He speaks of Perek Aleph of the need to maintain the median root, being the optimal thing. Then he says there's some people who are beyond this. מישהו מדקדק על עצמו ויותר ויתרחק מדיעה בינונית מה לצד זה או לצד זה נקרא חסיד אני לא יודע to give examples of that מדיעה זו שוכל הדעות חסידים הראשונים היו מתאים דעות שלהם בדרך אמצעית כנגד שני הקצוות יש דעה שמתאים אותה כנגד הקצה האחרון יש מתאים אותה כנגד הקצה הראשון זה לפני משורת הדין. משורת הדין is the life of the chassid, a same more exemplary level of sickness more we do ordinarily suppose. To what extent this is a descriptive presentation of what Bidat Chassid is all about, or has some prescriptive element that a person should be striving to attain to that, that is open to some question. But at any rate, it sort of is not a clear demand. The distinction in this respect is one which it was well put by a member of A.D. Lindsay, a book titled Two Moralities, which speaks to respectively the morality of duty and morality of aspiration. Morality of duty is that which you should do, and if you don't do it, you're absolutely wrong, lo b'seder. Morality of aspiration is a yearning, a striving, which goes beyond the level which ordinarily you would expect a person to adhere to. If you got that morality, if you attain it, then you are exemplary. If you don't, you're simply normal or ordinary, but not regardless of being at fault. In this respect, what the Rabbi presents is the morality of duty, which is the Abedonita, which he speaks earlier. And then there, for those of Chassidim, relative aspiration to go beyond that to attain it. The Ramban, when he speaks of the need for more general tzivuyim, does not differentiate significantly quantitatively so much between those who say, qualitatively, I'm sorry, for those that are singled out. Those which are not. What he says is, in this particularly verse Chanan, רב זה כי מתחילה מה שתשפוך, הוא כותב בידתיו של צפחה, ואתה אומר גם כשלא צפחה, תהיה דעתך לעשות טוב ישר בעיניו, כי הוא אוהב הטוב הישר. זה עניין גדול, שאי אפשר להזכיר בתוך הנגות האדם שכינה וריאה, ומסור מטור את בני ישיב ועבדיות כולם, אחרי שהזכיר בהם הרבה, גולות אליך אחי, ותבטיתו את דברן בריך, ותקלל חירש, יסיב התקום חייצא בו, חזר לומר בדרך כלל, שעשה הטוב הישר בכל דבר, עד שכזה בזה אפשרה לפנים משורת הדין. Man seems to say, well, Yoshua Atov, all the things that I mentioned have included Yoshua Atov, but these are for some reason singled out. It's not clear whether they were singled out because they're the most common, most frequent, or singled out because they're the most grievous and the most serious. Then he says, he expanded it and said, well, do it to Yeshua in general. In one respect, the term Simshua Sadin, the ad may be significant. It says, then the Torah gives a more general commandment. Chazal omar b'deh chlal shi yasetu yashu b'yei chol davar, do the right and the good, ad shi kareb zav shuvim shuvat adin. May it suggest that ad kedei kach, not only to do the Torah yashar in general, but reach the upper levels of yashar v'atov, which is Pshara Liftim Shurat Adin, where you are building Western rights and you wanted to forfeit the interests of peace and comedy. But basically, the context in which he speaks of Liftim Shurat Adin is the context within which Tere Chachati Olasito fit in as well. Nonetheless, I think that certainly the associations which you have in the Gemara with concepts of Mishra Sadin point to some extent in the direction of the Rambam. Moreover, I think it's inconceivable that that should not be the case. I think we have to understand the Rambam of that light as well. What's the Mishra Sadin? Mishra Sadin does not speak of a parallel case which the Din didn't deal with for some reason or another, which in terms of its moral quality and character is the same as things with which the Din did deal. That would be a kind of a lateral movement, something which is parallel to the Isurim, but not another level, another layer. But the example of Nishalim Shriyad and Gemara, a serious one, someone who's Machzir Aveda, after Yush, that's a case in which a person has every right not to return, and nonetheless returns. A similar system we have elsewhere, we'll see the point that direction. The Gemara Mitzir, which says the Chovah Shad Mishavim and Torah, more explains to me that they did not do Fnush Rosadin. Of course, it does suggest we deal with something which is not simply not great sitkis, but the absence of doing it is a serious wrong. But there are two, well, it's, I think that might very well be understood, but still the possibility that to some extent we're talking about an additional layer that didn't go the extra mile is there. But however one understands that Gemara, I think it's inconceivable that for the Ramban there should be only one level and two tiers, only in the sense that some things are detailed and some things are general, but all are of a similar character, a similar grading, so to speak, morally, ethically, religiously speaking. That would leave everyone in the same boat. We leave no room for personal striving, personal aspiration, personal growth. And a priori, possibility, the prospect, encouragement to attain to higher levels material demands of one. Taking that itself is a kind of material demand of a different sort, and that possibility must a priori by definition exist. See, in other contexts, sometimes Chazal themselves spoke of the moral level the table sets up, but where the bar is placed, the sun is lower than the table would have liked. That's the Gemara Kedushin when I do with the Gemara Yetzirah, partially Fastoa. Then the question of where else that might be understood. Clearly, in such cases, even though it's mutar, certainly it's not something which should be encouraged and countenanced. And even where that's not the case, we're not dealing with something which Torah related to, which from a certain point of view is reprehensible, nonetheless, is permitted. They obviously, first wants to strive with the Mishra Sadin and not avail himself of every hetter which the Torah gave. But looking beyond that, the other areas in which Rosh Hashanah didn't address itself, and left some marble lacunae, so to speak, within the world of halacha. Take one very example. First, relationships with children and parents, particularly with reference to young children. All kinds of duties incumbent upon them, subject to their age and their capacity and their ability to understand. On the parent's side, the spiritual responsibilities, the Gemal, Pidin Aben, Tamuteo, the Mishnah Gedushin mentions, but Midrash and Mizaymus is not one of them. Obviously, one couldn't imagine for a moment that Torah was indifferent to whether a person's children are fed or not, whether he feeds them or not. Paskanecha speaks very clearly that that's the height of cruelty, where one doesn't feed one's children. And yet, purely relying on the fact that this is a natural duty which people do on their own, it's not included. Ketani ketani, some rabbanon does some chiyuvim, which priests to subdue, raised the age later on. But there you have an example of something which is not dealt with at all in halacha, and which certainly Ftum Shuv HaSadin person should be doing. It's not a Ftum Shuv HaSadin, which is a great level of tzidkis, but it's contrary. If you didn't do it, would be a measure of degradation. But that certainly cannot take us be the whole of the Yimshua Sadi. The sense of striving to grow a Torah, Yerushalayim, and Ave, and Yire, and Midas, this is fundamental to the nature of religious life in general, and certainly something which the Ramban speaks here of Dabar Rosh Hashanah Torah, clearly was concerned about. Speaking of the Mishra Sadim with respect to the Ramban, I think there is a level which the Ramban I don't find. If the Mishra Sadim, which is normative, Shacharot is the Pesach, there are certain levels of the Mishra Sadim that can be kaifer, based on the Rav Yoh, Kor Gomot Chasei Parak Bar Metzir. That level exists, but the upper echelons, where we're dealing with spiritual growth and striving, those certainly nobody recognizes. The question which I guess to some extent we ask ourselves sometimes, why certain things which seem to us to be very problematic, preferensible, why the halacha doesn't deal with them? So that's a matter of conjecture, and there are various ways of relating to that. One, to soon, that the Tzedek Dafka wanted, this should be certain areas, Kadishat Chavutaloch, move personal initiative. And even though normally we're not consonant, not in sync, with the contention which people at the existential school of thought like to contend, and they're very much against the word of halacha because it induces, it demands blind obedience, whereas personal will, there's no groping and grasping for oneself. We think that responding with obedience enriches and enhances spiritual life rather than demeaning it. But there is some level which is an expression of the striving for Kedusha, and one's personal stamp comes into play. Maybe in certain cases, the Rambam, which we just read in Eschanan, says that certain areas which the Torah certainly wanted to prohibit, but there's a limit to how much the Torah wanted to go into. Someone asked about that last time, and it's a good question. But this is the matter we say again for conjecture. The seeming unevenness, the moral demand in certain areas, the demands are overwhelming. And take the flip side of what I mentioned before about persons being chaimus innocent of his children. On the other hand, but that you would have aim, demands are enormous to the point that one says at one point that a person who hadn't seen his parents and was born and was orphaned at a young age is better off. Remarkable statement. And yet, in certain other areas, it seems that we would have instinctively assumed to be demanded by some ethical considerations that is left relatively neutral. But having said that, I don't think that one should respond by saying that there is left in Mishra Sadin as a higher level, and that all you need to do is act in accordance with the explicit demands of Halacha, not look beyond that. Another way of putting it, of course, is it's not a question of looking beyond Halacha, outside of Halacha. It's recognizing, as the Rambam stressed, that there are certain components of halacha which are not expressed in specific detail, but through overall directions and directives. That's a better way of putting it, leaving us to grow spiritually within the world of halacha, Dvar Hashem, rather than some part of us being within, some part of us being without, even though some of the details, of course, were some of us draw upon instincts and intuitions which are developed in a more general context.
Can it be, although I would think it's too little hard to put it into the Ramban, that there could be a difference between Bechot HaTzibor and, say, the Prat, as far as doing the Mishurat HaDin, that as far as Midot Dinam HaDin Torah, as far as social legislation and social all sorts of norms, that they're on the same normative level, say, as Lotignov and whatever, all the other things that the Ramban said, versus the private level that somebody can develop or whatever, like the Rav said.
You ask whether there is a level of aspiration for the public as well, or is it only for individuals?
Yes, I would assume that's in the Ramban also, but maybe there's also a difference that one is more normative, that it's on the same level, whereas as far as the individual, it may be on different levels, although it's kind of hard to put in.
That kind of thesis has been pushed. Randall Niebuhr, of course, in his book of Moral Men and Moral Society, develops the kind of direction that you're suggesting. He says that the individual is asked, particularly with the concept of Christian ethic, to be forgiving, to be giving. You have two coats, give one of them, you have only one coat, give that one away. But for a nation has a right to stand on its rights, and we're not expected, demand of it to make concessions as you might expect of an individual. I don't think that's a very Jewish notion. I think there may be differences at degree, and of maybe even of kind. But fundamentally, the sense that the community, qua community, also has certain moral obligations, and therefore that it's not entitled to be egocentric, very individual, it's not to be egocentric, it is entitled to be egocentric. I don't think that's so. I think means that as a community also we are demanded, maybe to a lesser extent.
I'm not saying the opposite. I'm saying that what the Rav put forward is that the Ramban seems to put all as one level. But Rav rejected that the Ramban also would have to see different levels as far as a personal aspiration. I'm saying that that for the tzibur, dafka the tzibur would have an added
all at one level, but the higher level,
right?
I prefer that to Hebrew's thesis. I'm not sure that's right either. Rabbi Tal is found according to Meshech Chochmah, who speaks of in terms of responsibility, tzibur, and punishments. Meshech Chochmah says that punishments at Sibu are always punishments for Be'enad Ulamok, Be'enad Ulachvei, of moral level, punishment Yechidim for Be'enad Ulamok. That may be somewhat in the direction you point out, point two, but we've got different areas rather than different levels. All right. Rest of this passage, the Rabban talks about, surveys the parsha nation, and this, of course, is very typical, as we've seen on various occasions. It's concern for the overview. When we move to Shabbos Shmuel Shakel, Laman Ne'amar B'Shem Sishim Ha'Tivah L'Shav, Chol Yichayev L'Hashim B'Mdiuchad, could be one of two or three. You got the Megadev, what is the Shema Mediuchad? Megadev, there are two Shemas. The Shema which is used as an instrument of cursing, masculine, and there is the Shema which is the object of the blasphemy of the curse. So we got the Shema which is the instrument, it's the same Shema with regard to his cursing to Ben Shalom, or a parent, or another individual, or a Nasi. You got the Shem which is being, at which he's aiming. So the Rambam has three days. ובין דיני המגדף, הרבה זו חזיין חזר וסחרבים. מגדף פרסקלט שיפרש את השם המיוחד שער הוציאות שהוא ערב דלת ועוד, מברך אותו בשם לשמות שלנו מוחקים שם מגיע השם המיוחד וחייב סקילה, ושאר שמות הקימים בעשרה. יש מי שמפרש שאינו חייב אלא על שם יוד כי ואוף כן. אז הפוסט ערב דלת ועוד, שאני רואה את צבאל. אני אומר שהשניהם הוא נזכר, בדיוק כבובקי על שם ועל דלת. אני אומר את השם המיוחד. So a man says that's with regard to the Gadev. But here he brings a Bryce into his canyon that the Isop, Shua Sheker, or Shua Shav, is an all Shem Nehavis Kalkimim. There's one question here, I won't go into all the details, but just this comes from various contexts, too, since I don't have any shavuos. The Rambam Torah, which I just quoted, at the beginning of the Bais Haskenim, speaks of Shema Miuchad, one of those three options that I made, Arav Dalet, Yudkei, or either of them. What is presented here is being on the other side of that. Kinuyin. The term kinuyin generally refers to something which is not only not one of Hashem, Hashem Am Yuchabei Idiyah, not one of the Shabbat Yuchadim, one of the Sheva Shevas of Ben Shalayim, refers to adjectives, either adjectives or a term which is used without having adjectival descriptive content, but used to refer to Ben Shalayim, such a term God, like you. Etc. Now, if we start by saying maybe it's only Shimon Yuchad, then we're going to be Marbe. What are we going to be Marbe? So, presumption. Presumption is we're going to be Marbe, Shimon Shem, and Shem, and Chokim. Whatever those are listed in the Gemara Shavuos of Lamentei. Some of the words are there, and the Rambam peg, above the Kisidah Teva. The term Kinuim, though, seems to refer to Rachum and Chanun, which we remember there is not Shemus at all. Whether Rachum and Chanun can be described as Shemus, the Machlek is here, wants to look at the Rabbi and Rav and the Gemara, I'm sure it's the Ramadan at the Aleph at the bottom. Now, this question, what would be Marbe, comes up as soon as inside of it as well. She says, "Hani kini gon elokim shakaitz vakolt." Those are the kini. Another refers to Shiva Shemus. Same Gemara comes later on the Samchav and Samhedrin. Mishnah says, "Mekalel avivi imo, eno chayav chikalem b'shem, chilem b'kinui, avmeir machayev chamin potri." What is this kinui? So Rashi says as follows: "Ad chikalem b'shem, chikalem b'shemot agmurim." That means by a number of shemot. Chilem b'kinui kigun shakai tzvakot, chanun rachum. So the Rashi lumps together the two, both the Shir Shemus and Nimchokim, and the those which are Nimchokim, namely Kinuim, Chanun, and Rachum. This, to some extent, depends upon a question which arises in other connections as well. I'm thinking we've got to obviously hear. To what extent is a person chayiv the abuse of the Shem in the process of doing something nasty? Or is he chayiv for the impact, the attack upon the parent, some prominent official, some ordinary Jew? But unless he uses the Shem, mystical, metaphysical aspect of the claw of the curse, or of the curse, the shvur, shekel, isn't there. And therefore you need this. To the extent that the abuse of Hashem probably has to be one of the Shiva Shemers, and not those that have been chokim. If it's simply the whole Isser is that which accompanies it, the shekel, shvur, or the the attack upon someone, the klola, then probably a kinu would suffice. In this respect, my very bit is the difference between Issa Shua Shekhar and Issa Klole. And Klole, very well be that the basic Issa is the impact, the attack upon that person in the Kulo. Therefore, Kinuri might be sufficient for the Rabbi Meir. Shavishmira Shekhar, here there's some question. Issa is basically Shekhar involved, with Shekhar, which is expressed through some Shem, then Kinuim also might be in place, or that the Issa is the abuse of the Shem for the purposes of Shekhar, and this Shem might be used to Kalala and Shavua. Right, this has some complicated sugis there in Shavua, so just point out the distinction here. The pasuk and that seems to suggest that the thrust of this pasuk is possibly in Kalul is the Chilul of Shem Shemayim with the fact that it's harnessed to Shekel, as opposed to the assumption that this is the Shekel itself. A Shekel which is through Shem. But this has to be seen contextually. The end of the previous pasuk reads, "Lo tignovu, lo tachshu, shekhish ba'amito." Shekhish ba'amito, that's a separate law for being mishaker, a shvur with regard to mammon, as opposed to other shvurs. There, the iser is in the sheker. Maybe these two pesukim contrast. That there, the iser is the sheker. Here, the iser is with the shem. By being honest to Shekel, the different passages called Shem Elokech. Now then, we've seen another context, the element of Chilul, here understood, not necessarily where directly one is related to Chilul Hashem, in our sense, but through Ben Mechalel, Yushuk, the Knesset Yisrael, other types of Knesset, there's Chilul Shemaim as well, and this year I've learned Pesukim Hakadosh, Pesukim Hanemer, a number of contexts. The Rambam addresses this pasuk in two places. But interestingly, he seems to point in different directions. The Shavuos, I remember it was very far with stressing a grave in Easter to a shekel is. Here's a pregnant base, Afnisha, Shur, Shur, Safnisha, Shur, Yoker, and the Shabbat Hashav, and the Shekel, and the Shekel, and the Shekel, and the Kedon, the Mikroban, and the Skapele, and the Avon Shua Kulo, Shemroi Naki Hashem, אין זה ניקיון מדין שמיים עד שיתפר ממנו השם הגדול שחילה. עכשיו, בכלל זאת שם, זה מספרד, היה את השם. על שם לוקח אני השם. לפי כצריך אדם להיזהר מאבון זה יותר מכלול האווירו. אבון זה מן החמורות, הוא כמו שמר לכל תשובה. אף הפי שאין בו קראת ומתת ביתים, יש את יוז'ל פרמלו החמורות, יש בחילול השם המקודש שהוא גדול מכל האבונות. What's clear here is that Chilalta, this is the thrust of the Avera, Kilulam, Shemayim, by using Shem Shemayim in the service of Shekel, at the level of Shur. On the other hand, Hilchis said that Taylor, okay, כל עובר עובר מדעתו ולאונס פרקי הלוחים כל עובר מדעתו ולאונס אחד במצוות העבודות בתורה בשעות נאה ושל האחיס ואיזה מחלל את השם ולפיק רימה בשבועת שק וכל עד שם לוקח אני השם and does here is he takes Shua Shekel as an example it's a general category between the two extremes of Chilul Hashem Chilul Hashem, which is in Yahweh Bar Yahweh, with the failure, the inability to stand in Israel. The Chilul Hashem, which is at the end, which is only for people, tzaddikim, etc. Not that the thing itself is so terrible, but the impression which it creates is negative. To me, does the Rambam has a person does any aveira, shod nefesh l'achis, has nothing to gain. So that's why, since this entails Chilul Hashem, you know, the aveira still doesn't do with Hashem. Person eats the veral hachis, he's a bar hachis al hachis. That's chilul Hashem. So that diverts attention from the Rambam that focused on the shmuas, or what's the focus on the shmuas, the fact that you're using the Shem and abusing the Shem. It's nothing to do with that. Any other avera which you do, the shodav shlachis will also come under that. Rambam seems to suggest why is it not shmuas shekel, shmuas shekel? There's no motive. The person is doing b'shot nevesh lachis. So now, in proper, there are two perspectives upon what is the serious Shua Shekel, pointing in different directions. And depending on how one views those, perhaps which level of Shem would require might be in order. If we're talking about Rambam in. In his Shavuos, it still has to be one of the Shiva Shemus Manali. If Rambam Chesed HaTeira, then it's just a Chetim Tzif of the Shekel, but there will be the Kirim itself. I don't want to mislead anybody. Usually, when the term Kirim is employed, it refers to Chanun, Rachum, etc., those that are in Chokin. It's besides the focus of Chesed Abayin and Rov, is it conceivable something is a Shem and it's good to be erased? That's the Chesed Abayin and Rov over there. And we still look at Chereish, I think it's pretty much self-evident. Just take note of the conclusion of that. Talks about this love, this is additional love, the Sibam Chalot Ta'o, which is back in Parashat Mishpatim. Mosif Lav Achei B'Moshlim, Mosif Dayan. This is whether Dayan is included in that love or not. The Rambam says that he is. The Rambam Pekho Baruch Sanhedrin. The Rabban Mishpatim is inclined to assume that, but instead, affirmatively sharply. Here he seems to assume that it does. And the see meaning either the king or the head of the king. Adayan, here he said the head of Sanhedrin. Bahavu says the Ramash Derech Anashim Mekalalam Mechadrim Mishkagam Kasher Mishofto Yetzir Rasha. That's to that. Kilat Arsiv Adayan Takalot Rabot Ki Amon Lam Sivatam Yisnuotam Yitohu Lekum Aleyem Yem Bemishpatam Yamidu Eretz. Rabban here shows, of course, psychological insight, which is a characteristic of him, but also a respect for authority as exercised by the powers that be. They are the ones which will tell me, people hate them precisely because they are Mishpat Yamid Eretz. They discipline, they demand. That is, of course, very typical, not instinctively democratic, very typical of the political scene as the Ramban knew it and saw it. He has an analysis of the nature of Tehillat Chachilin and why people walk around doing it, etc. And again, as we've seen in many places, the Ramban conjectures and reads the narrative of the Torah, a lot of conjecture, a lot of use of vivid imagination. There too, first he used imagination in the previous section, previous passage, with regard to why Nasi and Dan singled out. What the Ramban says is, and bear this in mind, ordinarily people understand why is the Sefer Lanos Yom HaKodesh. This is important. And therefore, even if it's only subject to the same number of klolos, but there's less majestel over here in every klolos. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says because it's more common, more frequent, if a little more dangerous. But first and foremost, because it's more frequent. Well, the Tehillat Chachil, again, he conjectures a certain scene. How and where persons are Hilich Chachil, what he does Meshug, what he does, where he has this Yadmi for Lashon Hara. Ve'einai she'mishpatam le'chol v'etem kabel divrahem shum ha'latav u'mar chizuk she'dvam mitkami ha'midem bala emet. Then he goes on, all of this by way of conjecturing. No, but this is before Rashi, I'm saying. Yeah. And then he goes on in the same vein to do this issue. One brief comment, not involved in said about Shnor itself. We got Unklus. Unklus Tegem Bechilut in Yano. Cheshmo Shel Aramit. לא חשש לפרעי את לשון הכתוב, כי חיין דרכו תמיד, כי להבין העניין הוא מתכוון, שכל שקורא לשון חיל האחים, להפקד כוחי. רבן וורט מודים כנס גרי דיל, אז אפקוס לדרמם, פתיק לרמם מלבוכים, and here he says that Unkelus is concerned not with too literal, but give it a sense. It's of course a matter of great debate about people who got involved in translation, how literal are going to be, expense fluency or vice versa. The Gemara in Kedushin speaking of Tirgum of Kisra Kedush raised this issue. ולמם תגיד פסוק צורתו הרי זה בדאי ומוסיף עליו הרי זה מגדף הרי זה מחייף ומגדף אבל מהי תרגום תרגום דידן our תרגום מיניבום קלוס what is the תרגום דידן it's actually there's a different views with regard to this but the gist of it is that it's not totally literal on the other hand which would have anthropomorphic implications on the other hand it doesn't deviate totally gives you a sense of the pasuk without the anthropomorphism thrown in. Yeah. That's pasuk, Ramban comes up against, of course, a very central pasuk, a central about it, which we'll deal with probably next time. But the next passage. Stati chibavecho, it got there with Sitar of Chet. The question which obviously arises, why did you mention Bilvavecho? I believe it or not, there are some places who say stabil vavecha, but give vent to it, publicize it, tell it to his face, let it be the Issa. Issa is the duplicity. Ramban says, Bavu Shadeh Chasunim Chasot Atzilatam Beribam Kushimar Besetech Yigbar Sunei Siyah Ketub Behoveh. Ramban could imagine for a moment there should be a Heter for Sina, which finds expression in physical means and explicit statements. So again, drawing upon psychological insight, he says a lot of people where hatred is there, it's the first thing we saw inwardly, which is not expressed outwardly. Now here, he then goes on to relate the point of the Rav at the beginning of the Pasuk, its continuation, but this, in the face of the Chazal to interpret the Pasuk, in the face of the association which we ourselves have with the Pasuk. We normally read the pasuk as follows: It says Chibri Vavecha. That's one Issa. There's a Mitzvah Tchiyat Abitecha, with the Sar of Chait, which Chazal interpret to mean to relate to the phenomenon of Techochet, which is given in such a way with the Sar of Chait that it is not accompanied by sinfulness of any kind, which would be the result of embarrassment, etc. That's the case. The beginning of the pasuk, then it continues. And that is not inconceivable. And as we saw later on in Mishnayos and others, when things lump together, likewise here. Among those inclined to take the read the pasuk as one continuum, and to understand Achev Lita Mitecha does not refer to the Mitzvah Techoch as we understand it. Tell him to mend his ways, to write his ways. But it's the alternative to Sinabalev. But the Raman does not understand that Issa is only the duplicity. He understands that where there's Sinabalev and there's no attempt to straighten matters out, to express one's sentiments, one's feelings, it becomes a little more dangerous. So what the pasuk says is don't keep it all inside to fester, instead, which probably means for him, not what we understand, to reproach him, to reprimand, or even to instruct, but let's talk, let's discourse, let's dialogue. And this is what the Tzitzit of Chet means, not the Chet which might accompany the Techochet, which is the way Chazal explained, and the way the Rambam formulates it in Hilchos Deis. So of Chet is not so against being mechiach in a way which is embarrassing. Mechiat chavot tchila medaber lo koshot ad sheyachlimenu shenema v'tzva lov Chet kach um chachamim v'chol tu mochicho parav mishtanot v'nav tzva lov Chet. Mekan shesu l'adam l'chlom et l'achlim et Yisrael v'chol shkeim v'rabim. This says as an Avon Gadol, after Bisha Machil Travoy no lo care, love, Avon Gadol, who come from the Rob Rabim and Kerlomaba, etc. So it's a detail which relates to the process of Techochet. The Ramban, it's all part of one complex. It said to Rib Livavech, therefore, what should you do? Chet Chet Amitecha, lo tisal of Chet, and don't bear it all inside. Which is then you hold it as a grudge against him for his evil to him, that you shouldn't do. Instead, talk to him. בתוכיכנו, מדוע ככה עשית עמדי, לא תישא עליו חן חסות שנאתו בלבד, בלבך, לא תגיד לו, כי בוכיך אותו יתנצל לך, ושוב יתוודה על חטאו, תכפר לו, ואני גוזל להפסיק מה לא עשית. This, of course, is very state-of-the-art advice. This is what sociologists like to talk about all the time. It's another example, we've seen others, of course, that Rabban allowed himself to understand the psukim differently from the way appear in Chazal, even with the implication of the halacha. Not contrary to Chazal's understanding of halacha, but as an alternative reading, which generates additional halachas, additional chiyuvim. You have many instances of that. This one which the Rabban is explicit. We just read last week's parasha. Kol cherem shechem el adam leipadem mot yumat. Rashi quotes Sugi Nelchen. Et se l'areg v'amar echad ha-ko'olai lo'omar klum. Since mot yumat is not worth anything. In the case of one detail there is Elchen. The Ramban, both here in his Pirush and more fully in a little Kuntos in Tel Mishpat Acherem, says that refers to a case in which civil government or the community as such makes an exeris and takonis and imposes mortal punishment as well. That's what this pasuk is talking about. He introduces that, he says, B'chilam mikvodam, he knows the Chazal said differently, but it's the way he thinks the pasuk of Shuta should be understood. In this respect, of course, the Rabban is part, placed in part to a more general problem, which concerned the late Pashim times of Rishenim, and Avdil, biblical commentaries of the Gershon world, the Christian world, the relationship between Pshat, one plane, other levels, and of course, among the whole gamut of the Rishenim, Rashi, Ramban, Rashbam, etc., etc. Here we have a further example of that, the Ramban. Again, in this case too, he tried to understand the psukim that Ramban brings to bear his perception, it's a very sharp, very clear perception, the nature of interpersonal relationships, how one course or another would affect or influence them, and instead the pasuk in this vein, because as he reads it, if it's only for vecha, then there'll be anger, resentment. Instead of being able to talk it out, where you might reach a level of understanding and entente, that of course is far better. That's he reads the pasuk. Now this brings us to the Ramban and Avtalu Echa Kamocha. Well, we'll just put on the table what he says and discuss more fully next time. The Ramban, again, with the psychological realism which characterized him, had a problem with Avtalu Echa Kamocha. It's against human nature. The Mishnah always counsels Yichvot Chayucha Vel Kishelcha. So the Mishnah of Hashem had learned that Mishnah as well. But let's assume that this is indeed the moral counsel of the Mishnah. But that's part of the morality of aspiration. After Hashem is part of the morality of duty. To encourage a person to be sensitive to the honor and dignity of others as he, of himself is one thing, to demand of that of him is something else. The man thought that indeed It cannot be demanded. He has a remarkable statement here. Talatel kamuch haflagat. It's an exaggeration. Far-reaching, some kind of ultimate goal, but that's something which is a tzivui in the ordinary sense of the term. Kilo yikabei lev ha'adam she'ehov et chavero ke'avato et nafsho. Moreover, he says, there is halachic sanction in Chazal for not doing that. Rosh Yikvara b'kivro limeit chayko b'chayi chavecha. Elois, what is mitzvah Torah? Kamocha means not to the same degree, the same level, the same extent, but it means with regard to the same things. In all areas, he wants Yerushim, personal gratification, professional advancement, happy, familial experience, etc., etc. As you want for yourself the best in all areas, so for him as well. Yitachein, says the Ramban, that Akiva was able, Akiva's the one who said, Hashmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachmachm the ultimate and idealized ethics, took a more moderate, more pragmatic approach. Maybe that was grounded on the pasuk. Yitachem avushu amav after etreach hakemocha, in the accusative, but in the dative. Yishvauta b'milat l'reyacha, l'reyacha, v'chein rav to lo kamocha, to him, not to love him, but for him. Av kamocha et geir, shiye perusho la'ashvot ahavat shnehem, v'da'ato, and he goes on to his library problem. He says that the got to geir is a little strange, because he quotes one pasuk after lo kamocha, there's another pasuk after mit geir. There the accusative is employed. Anyway, though, the Ramban here is very sensitive to the realities of the human situation, human psychology, and it's willing, in light of that, to moderate, and of course, with understanding what the person demands, and to adopt or keep his counsel of Chayecha Kaidmin. The Olish Chayecha Kaidmin is one we should discuss before the next time. Of course, a critical one, to what extent we assume an altruistic ethic, a egocentric ethic, not total egocentrism, but give some generalization and concern for oneself. And this scenario with regard to which frequently some antithesis is drawn between our ethic and half of the Christian ethics. And to some extent, one also has to try to see where Chayecha Kaidmin comes up. Rabbi Akiva said Chayecha Kaidmin, the extreme case, sheer survival. But the same is to apply. The stakes are much less. The higher the stakes, the more difficult it is to demand of a person to give to the other and forego for himself. If you got the lower stakes, possible, does it ever apply there as well? I will stop here. I miss you next time. Finish this. That is Chavot Ishmogu. One aspect of this we already dealt with, the exception of Chukim and Shvatim. We deal with that in Achimos. And the Rabbi goes to speak of the Issa of Kelaim, what its rationale might be. Notwithstanding the fact that the Gemara says it's one of the things which there is no rationale. And here it's, you do well to see the parallel that Rabbi refers to it in Breishis, where he speaks of maintaining certain species, that again is between species. I hope you should be able to. You know, we're going to get involved halachic discussions he has over here with regard to the term shatnez, what's the relationship with Rabbanon, three meaning together or two, one meaning. We'll get around that. And we'll deal somewhat briefly with Shifa Kufa. We'll try to get up to all of that. I don't think we'll get beyond that.
Okay.